The second day of Iran's five-day military drills, dubbed Defenders of Velayat Skies, is over. The second day demonstrated Iran's defense capability where the radar cannot be used. A new kind of walkie-talkie and an upgraded ground-to-air shoulder-launched missile system were successfully tested. Arash Khalatberi has more.
The second day of the Defenders of Velayat Skies drill, the largest nationwide air drill that has covered an area of 7,000 square kilometers, was composed of three stages, all having to do with creative ways to make up for the shortcomings of radar systems. In the first stage, the soldier on post spots the plane. In the second stage, he communicates the location of the plane to the command post. And in the last stage, the plane is forced to land if it ignores the warnings. Radar has many shortcomings. The plane can go under it. Electronic warfare can damage it, or it cannot cover mountainous regions properly. A large part of Iran is mountainous terrain.
All the defensive forces in the country, including the Islamic Republic Guard Corps, Basij and the police, are all participating in this drill. The goal of the drill is to coordinate the different defensive divisions of our forces, advance their capabilities and make them more ready.
Another weapon that was successfully tested was a ground-to-air shoulder-launched defensive missile. There are many advantages in using a shoulder-launched missile.
The shoulder-launched defensive missile systems have been distributed to many of our soldiers throughout the country, and they are tactical as they can be moved on a motorcycle or an automobile. They have completely been upgraded, and they are different than what we had before. What is important is that the new systems can be built in the country, cover a vast area, and can counter electronic warfare.
Communication between a soldier on post and the plane using a special Iranian-made kind of walkie-talkie that counters electronic warfare was another important device successfully tested in this drill.
These walkie-talkies that have been built in Iran are capable of countering electronic warfare. They work in a vast frequency. This system has been completely developed and can transfer data in the shortest time. They have been completely upgraded and are much more advanced than the traditional walkie-talkies.
From 12 a.m. on Tuesday until 5 p.m. of that day, 2,057 planes in the country and 231 planes outside of the borders were identified using the new systems. In addition, six planes used as enemy planes in the drill were identified, and planes from the nearest Air Force base flew and forced all six planes to land. Military officials here say that the drill demonstrates defensive capabilities of the military and that they aim to enhance response capabilities in countering threats against the country. Arash Khalatberi, Press TV, Tehran.